Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in the Mile High City one last time and look to be the team that can stop an Avalanche team that's won five straight games. For the Hawks to be that team, they're going to need to be fast, disciplined, and as always, ready to work. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Kaylee Chelios. We are here at the Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado.
They're looking to get some revenge after losing the last game to Chicago. It's a different team now the Hawks have coming into Ball Arena than what they saw on opening night and certainly what they saw before the trade deadline as well. So a challenge ahead for the Hawks.
Hayes now to Girard on the left wing side of center ice. To Rantanen and then over the Hawk line right wing. Rock with a body check from Jared Tenardi. Hello, Honolulu. That's one of the hardest hits I've seen all season long. And Rantanen goes right down to the ice.
That was a statement, amazing hit by Jared Tenardi. He's been bringing that all season. That was a huge hit and a big one for the Hawks to start this game.
It actually knocked two Avalanche players down to the ice, including Rantanen. And the Niedel behind the Hawk net. Moving it around, right point to Hunt, to McDermott. A long shot from the line. He scores. This actually hits Ian Mitchell and deflects past Alex Stalock. And the Avalanche take a 1-0 lead.
Heroic effort by the Hawks at the end of a long shift in the defensive zone and just an unfortunate bounce and break as McDermott just put one in, looking like he was going to pass it for a redirection. Goes right off Ian Mitchell's leg and in on Alex Stalock. Mitchell made a great play that to try to give Alex Stalock some time to reset and get back in his crease.
It's always tough coming in out of the lineup, but that's pro hockey or pro sports. You know, I mean, you got to be ready when you get your chance. And, you know, I think he was a little tentative and stepped back where a couple of goals where he's close to his man. He's just got to step into that man and play the body. But that's, you know, most young defensemen against a Colorado Avalanche team are going to have that trouble when they're pumping on all cylinders.
The Avs get it back, then give it back. Then Hardman runs over McDermott and knocked him down to the seat of his pants. A great hit by Mark Hardman. Hawks a little bit physical here early on in period number one. Again, it breaks behind the Hawk defense, moves in and fires. And what a save by Stalock with the stick. And then the pass.
Wow.
McKinnon was in full flight behind the Hawks defense. We get icing here against the Blackhawks. I want to see this one again.
Oh, he had a wide open net on the rebound opportunity McKinnon did. What a great initial save on the partial breakaway here by McKinnon. Paddle save on the replay. That is one of the best saves of the year for Alex Stalock.
Hagen for Colorado into the Hawks zone, and then Chuch can give a go to Hagen. He shoots and scores. Well, Hagen was maybe a foot above the goal line on the near side of the Hawk net. And that was a perfect give-and-go distribution by Nichushkin onto the stick of Dennis Malgin. And he scooped it past Alex Stalock for the goal. It's now 2-0 Colorado. Kurashev to the puck. He'll clear it to head to center ice to Robinson. One last shot at the buzzer, at the horn, and there it is. A shutout for Alexander Georgiev. Snapping all 26 Blackhawks shots here tonight. That's number 5 on the season for the Russian-born goaltender and number 13 in his career. A full night's work for the Colorado Avalanche, who have now won 6 in a row. They beat the Blackhawks here 5-0 at the Ball Arena. Hawks are 1-2-0 on this road trip. Head to D.C. tomorrow.